morning, Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian with you, and it's time for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, we talk with David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Pembroke.
David, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, we've got some Microsoft news this week. Microsoft releasing a new Office license for those who don't want a 365 subscription. All right, so what's this about?
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise announcement. Now, many speculated that Office 2019 that was released 3 years ago was to be the last perpetual licensed version of the product, because Microsoft's been pushing us all to get onto Office 365, or what's now called Microsoft 365, the subscription-based licensing. That means you pay them every month forever, and ever and ever and ever.
Forever.
So they have announced that they're going to be releasing another perpetual license version of Office, which means the perpetual version is one that a company or an individual purchases once with an upfront payment, rather than rented by paying a monthly subscription fee. And you can use that software for perpetuity, even past when Microsoft stops supporting it. So most folks, when they think about that, you can probably, if you use it for 5 or 6 years, you're going to be paying less than if you were paying Microsoft 365 for 5 or 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why many folks would prefer to buy the perpetual license. Apparently, Microsoft has listened to us, or to those people who say, we don't want your Microsoft 365, go away. So they've decided to release another version, which we should see coming up in 2022.
Oh,
but 2022. Not, yeah. Second half of 2021, but what normally happens is it gets pushed out and pushed out and pushed out, so the pundits are saying early 2022 to see how this gets set up there.
So while you wait, why don't you purchase this subscription to Microsoft 365?
Yeah, pretty much. That's good.
Oh, okay. So is there something different about the way they operate?
There's really nothing different about the way they operate, but there's some concerns or some possibilities that the new Office, the perpetual license Office, may not be as feature-rich as Office 365. So, for instance, with Office 365, you automatically get the Teams application, which is similar to Zoom. You can all use it.
It's been very key during the COVID. Use Teams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you don't get that with the perpetual license version.
All right.
So there's extra benefits to pay them monthly.
Now, with the perpetual license, are there any updates that you get along the way?
You'll get updates up until they discontinue Office 2019 or 2022, whatever it might be. In the past, Microsoft has always had their software with a life cycle of about 10 years. So, for instance, in 2020, Office 2010 went by the wayside. It's no longer supported, no longer secure, and you really shouldn't be using it. So if this comes out in, if this is called Office 2022 or whatever it might be, you're going to have 10 years from that date to use the perpetual license. So if you use it for the full 10 years and it meets your needs, most people only use a word processor, maybe Excel sometimes, and then Outlook for email, you're going to be saving money in the long run.
Now, I'm wondering if anything is available a la carte. Like, let's say you want the perpetual license, but maybe you like one of the other features that's in 365. Do you think you can add on sort of like an a la carte menu? Or at that point, you just say, well, forget it. You should just sign up for the subscription.
They'll always sell a la carte. Like, you can buy Outlook as a standalone program. You can buy Excel as a standalone program, Word. But that isn't really cost effective if you need this, the full suite.
Okay.
So it still costs, it costs about half the package price when you buy an individual item in it.
Okay. Interesting.
All right. So there's some choices to make here, David. I mean, as you talked about, does this change for a company or a home user?
It's the same for both. There'll be both the Office Professional version, perpetual license, and Office Home and Business, which is a more entry-level version. So it really doesn't change. What changes is the availability of the, as Lisa was just saying, some of the a la carte features that you get with Office 365.
Okay, so you just have to make the decision what is best.
Based on what you need.
What you need, okay. All right, well, this will be interesting, and I guess it's good to have more options. And you said this was kind of a surprise that you didn't see coming because they were kind of sticking with the model that they were using now, their subscription-based model.
Yeah, exactly. They pushed that Office 2019 was the last perpetual license version, and we all speculated that was what was going to happen. But Microsoft never really said those words. Mm-hmm. So it left it open, and they have, of course, now they've thought about what they're doing, and they're not going to give up that cash. They're going to release the book. It doesn't cost them anymore to release it. Remember, they're using the same version as an Office 365 version, except they're getting one upfront payment rather than the monthly payment. So they're still going to get their money from all of us who need to use a Microsoft Office product.
Right.
All right. David Snell, if you want to read more about this latest, David, where can people go to read your article?
Yep, we've got more information on xsmartit.com and my blog link, and Microsoft has promised it will share additional details around all of this official names, pricing, and availability at a later date to be named. They haven't called that out yet.
Okay.
So we'll just keep our ears to the fire here and see what happens.
Sounds good. Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
David Snell, AxSmart IT in Pembroke. He joins us every week at this time with our Tech Talk segment on WATD.